Let's help President Obama write his next State of the Union address. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome in to the Arrow News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Today, we're going to finish out the week with a concluding portion of opening day remarks at NBAA 2009 from Tom Buffenbarger, International President of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, a union whose members are seeing a disproportionate unemployment rate right now, due in part to some cheap shots from politicians who should know better, because they use private jets themselves for the same productivity reasons businesses do.
This industry is too vital to America's success to allow the anger, the passion, and the provocations of the moment to last. We, as a team, need to keep hammering away at some very basic facts. Business aviation supports more than 1.2 million jobs in the United States. Its combined payroll exceeds $53 billion each year. The business aviation generates more than $150 billion in economic output each year. Business aviation manufacturers added $5.9 billion to America's export revenue last year, producing one of the few positive signs in our trade balance. Those are impressive numbers, but numbers are not the lifeblood of this industry. People are. Let us not forget just how impressive people really are. Let's use our political and economic clout. Let's put muscle and manpower where our money flows. Each year, the business aircraft industry spends $18 billion in California, $11 billion in Texas, $7.5 billion in Florida, $8.7 billion in Georgia, $6 billion in Pennsylvania, another $6 billion in Illinois, $7 billion in Kansas, $9.3 billion in New York. Let's work to get the highest levels of our government to speak one little truth. Business aviation is vital to America's economic recovery. Let's team up to get those eight words in the next State of the Union address or its rebuttal. I've started our campaign back in September when President Obama appeared before the AFL-CIO convention in Pittsburgh. I used my one opportunity at that meeting, and a very brief opportunity at that, to invite him to see the man-made devastation in Wichita, Kansas. He said that the White House would get back to me. The Machinist Union is pressing hard for that visit. A couple weeks ago at a governor's luncheon in Washington, I had a second opportunity and a little more time to visit with him, telling him, when are we going to go to Wichita? And this time his reply was, you tell me when we're going. That letter sits on his desk today. With your help, I believe we can make that visit happen. As a part of a team, you and I can make it happen. When we get the White House to make that fact-finding mission, and here's how. Before you leave today, I want you to take out your pens or your pencils or something in your kit you have. I want you to write down this number, 202-546-1414. That's the White House switchboard number. 202-546-1414. You won't find that one in the phone book. Leave a message for Rahm Emanuel, the Chief of Staff, a one-time intern at IAM Headquarters Political Department in Washington, D.C. Leave a message for Chief of Staff Emanuel. Make it brief. Make it businesslike. But make it clear that as a member of the National Business Aviation Association, you believe it is imperative that President Barack Obama visit Wichita, Kansas. Make it clear to him that the fate of this uniquely American industry hangs in the balance. But make, please, make the call. The White House switchboard is waiting for your call. I sound like Billy Mays this morning. That's step one.
In a moment, IAM International President Tom Buffenbarger's final thoughts, including step two. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, and we're listening to opening day comments at NBAA 2009 from Tom Buffenbarger, International President of the IAM. If getting President Obama to visit Wichita, Kansas is step one in turning this thing around, what's next?
Step two is getting those eight words into the next State of the Union address or its rebuttal. And those words again were, write these down. Business aviation is vital to America's economic recovery. That will take a little more teamwork. See, all those states I mentioned a few minutes ago, the ones where this industry spends more than $6 billion a year, well, the governors and the senators of those states should receive a visit from our team. After Thanksgiving and before Christmas, the White House speechwriters will be busy crafting that State of the Union message. We need those big state governors and senators to drop a brief note to Jonathan Favreau, President Obama's Director of Speechwriting. He is the youngest person to ever serve in that capacity. He is an accomplished writer and is credited with popularizing Yes, We Can. But there's one thing you should also know about Jon Favreau. According to his Wikipedia file, he is afraid of flying. So we have our work cut out for us. But if we work together as a team, if we work those big state governors hard, if we work those two senators from those states, then we should be able to get eight little words into that speech. And in the immortal words first crafted by Jon Favreau, can we do it? Yes, we can. Ladies and gentlemen, from a union that's working on its 122nd year, almost twice as old as this great organization, I have welcomed this opportunity to appear before you. I thank you for the kind invitation. We will be your newest members before we leave here, and I look forward to working with you. Many of you we already work together with. But I look forward to working with the greater community of the NBAA and with Gamma to promote this industry and propel it back into the future where it belongs. Thank you very much.
Tom Buffenbarger is the International President of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. Find out more at www.goiam.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.